Blog Talk Radio.
Daily, go get them is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Vision Show all up in your area, and I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope that y'all are feeling the same way. What's going on, Rita Reds? Rita Reds, what's going on, Rita? Good to see me some juice. Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D all day, every day, down with me. And Emily Dunlap is in the place. It's always good to see your face, but I know that you want to talk a little smack, but it's all right. Still down with that. And Carol Chamber, let me pop a Rita. It's always great to see ya. My brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, can't leave him alone, no doubt. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, tax and chill. What's up, doggy? Mona Garris, what up, Mo? How you feeling, Ma? It's good to see some. I'm glad y'all came through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And tonight on this Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we are talking about never give up on love. Never give up on a good thing.
remember what makes you happy. But it's embarrassing. And to be honest with you, when you really go back in your Rolodex of love affairs, you'll probably find yourself in some embarrassing moments, whether you had to do something embarrassing or whether somebody did something embarrassing to you. Nonetheless, the common denominator in all of those factors is you. You was in love. You did something that you said, you probably said that you would never do. You know, a lot of times cats be running around like, yo, I would never. Yo, you couldn't ever. And yo, that ain't, and it'll never. You know how it go. We hear people say it all the time. And a lot of times those people who are saying that they would never do this, that, and the third, and the other are often the ones who have gotten played the worst. Or they've come so close to really getting played that they want to avoid that situation at any cost. And I can't blame them. But at the same time, some people think that love or strength is the ability to walk away. But a lot of times love and strength is the willingness to hang in there. Like, listen, I could walk away, but for a lot of people, quitting is the easiest thing to do. When something is hard for you and you quit, you haven't accomplished shit. But the person that sticks in there through thick and thin, when the chips are down, when things ain't right, when it gets really, really hard, when the odds are stacked against you, that's the strong person. And the unsettling part about that is that a lot of times people will hang in there for years trying to make a love connection. And they find that that it doesn't work out in the end. And sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it just doesn't work out in the end. Sometimes you find that it just not meant to be. And that shit makes you feel real bad. And you be like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And you be like, I can't believe that I ran up in the building. Yo, I was not chilling. I said, yo, bring your ass outside. You ain't leaving me out there. Fuck that pride. Now, you're going home with me. I don't give a fuck if you was in there getting the D. That's worse. You're coming home with the dad. And I ain't trying to hear that shit. You mad. Hey, hey. It be like that sometimes. Embarrassing moments. You know what I'm saying? Sucre, je toi. Sucre, JTS. What's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, look, you want to talk about love being embarrassing? Well, we're going to really get into it tonight. But one of the most embarrassing things is when you are ashamed of yourself and ain't nobody even to fuck around. You're the only one who know about this shit. You know what you have done. Sometimes the person that you did it to don't even know what you've done. And you like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I am caught up bad. Real bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm caught up tremendously and terribly. Real terrible. You know what I'm saying? Real, real terrible. So it'd be like that sometimes. So we're going to talk about it tonight. Never give up on love, but it's embarrassing. And some people are so passionate about the love that they have for somebody that they get into embarrassing situations time after time after time after time. Time and again, they're like, man, fuck that. They say anything worth having is worth fighting for. And I'm about to knock somebody the fuck out. Find yourself on an episode of Cheaters and get knocked the fuck out. Now, you know that's terrible. You know that's terrible. You went out there ready to get busy. Oh, no, you ain't going to do this shit to me. Got knocked out by your wife's side boy. Knocked you out. Stretched you. We're stretching out on the funk. We're stretching out on the serious funk. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Deneen Super, Super Deneen, Queen Deneen Super. What's going on, my? Good to see me some you without a diggy, 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 diggy doubt. Yeah, never give up on love, but it's embarrassing. Some people stay out of relationships for years. I've known people who stayed out of relationships for decades because they got hurt so bad. And they may have been humiliated in the process. Like I said, when you're home by yourself with your head in your hands, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, the fucking God, I'm tripping. Like, you don't always have to be in a crowd in order to be humiliated. All it takes to be humiliated is a feeling on the inside, somewhere around the heart and the stomach and all up in your head and all that crazy shit. But it happens, and it's a process, and it's just one of those things that people have to go through. None of us really want to go through it, but more than likely you emerge as a better person. When all is said and done, you know, you learn from those mistakes. Some people learn from those mistakes and they go on and, you know, try again or live better, love differently, change it up, switch it up. And some people just say, stop in the name of love. Before I fuck you up, think it over. Well, it's different strokes for different folks, baby. It's different strokes for different folks. So let's get into it. Y'all want to call in? Y'all want to talk about it? 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Never give up on love, but it's embarrassing, though. Never give up on love, but it's embarrassing. Now, y'all don't have to share this with me, but I'm going to put the question out there. What's the most embarrassing thing that you've ever done in love? What's the most humiliating thing that has ever happened to you in the commission of you trying to make a connection between you and the person of your affection? What'd you do? What was done to you? You know that when you're in love, you submit. And that's whether you are a man or a woman. A lot of people hear the word submit and they start thinking, oh, here we go with this male chauvinist shit. Here we go with this domination shit. And submission has absolutely nothing to do with domination. But for y'all dummies that don't know that, let's break it on down. When you submit, you agree. When you submit, you cooperate. That's all that's happening when you submit. When you submit, you stop being a hardhead. When you submit, you start listening. Listening more, talking less. When you submit, you stop resisting. That's all it is. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not a taboo word. And there isn't always ill intentions behind the person that's using the word. The person that's using the word might actually know what it means. But because you're on defense so heavy, you're probably not taking time out to even explore the definition and the meaning. And I know how it be. I was young before, and I didn't know a lot, and I spoke a lot. I mean, that's how I used to be. You know how it is when you're young. You think you know everything. You think you know a lot. How y'all feeling, man? Thanks for coming through. Everybody on the Instagram side, I appreciate me some you. Yes, I do. KD. Oh, that's Kid705. Thanks for coming through. And Lee, wait a minute. Little Death Star. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Mucho. It wouldn't let me wave at you. Kid 705. I tried though. Sometimes it acts a little funny. But yeah. So never give up on love, but it's embarrassing. Yeah. You know, like I said, when you go back in your historical Rolodex of love affairs, you'll probably find that you've done some things for love or in the commission of love that just had you like, yo, I was tripping. I was bugging. I can't believe I let somebody have me out there like that. But like I said, once again, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Nothing to be embarrassed about at all. You did it in the name of love. It would be different if you did it in the name of money. If you embarrass yourself in the name of a couple of dollars, and then you think about it later on, yo, that wasn't enough money for the humiliation. But when you think about love, love reinforces and it reciprocates. So if you do something in the name of love, and then the thing that you love or the person that you love gives you that love back, then you want to calculate that, yo, this was kind of worth it. When love is new, you might have to sift through a bunch of other lovers or not necessarily lovers. Oh, it did let me wave at you, kids. That's what's up. Good looking. All right. You know, life ain't a movie. You know, in a movie, boy meets girl. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man. In the movie, boy meets girl. Girl is single as fuck. Good looking girl, too. Pretty joint. She's pretty as shit. You roll up on shorty like, you know what I mean? Yeah, shorty, you know what I mean? Listen, I'm just trying to holler at you. I'm trying to make some kind of connection or whatever. I saw you. I like the way you look. I'm trying to, you know, get to know you a little bit more. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, in the movies, everybody is single. Girl, pretty as hell. Single as fuck. Dude, handsome as hell. Single as fuck. In the movies, everybody's single. Everybody starts from zero in the movies. In real life, shorty single, but not as fuck. Dude, single, but definitely not as fuck. He might be single, but he ain't alone. So in life, you might have to clear out the room a little bit. Clear out the room. Like, it's you and him in the room, or you and her in the room, but y'all ain't alone. Y'all not all alone. It's just y'all two in the room for right now, but y'all ain't really alone. There's some other people. There are whispers in the air. There are suitors. There are people just trying to holler. There are ghosts. There are ghosts from Cy John's past and all that kind of shit. So in order to make it a one-on-one situation, you might have to clear the path a little bit. And that's going to work on your ego. That's going to work on your pride. That's going to work on what you consider to be your efforts. It's not easy. It's not always easy. But if it works out in the end, then it'll all be worth it. But what did you have to do in order to make it work out? Popping up on people. Hey! Hey! You know what I'm saying? How many people have showed up at somebody's job? Like, well, yeah, you know, I just came to bring you some lunch. You came to bring me lunch at quitting time? Oh, you get off now? I thought you was working second shift. You guys working second shift? I never worked second shift. I thought you told me that you was working second shift. My bad. I came to bring you lunch. All right, well, where's the lunch? I came to take you to lunch. Oh, you came to take me to lunch. Yeah, I came to take you to lunch. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, though. Lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever. You want to go or not? I'm treating. She really just came up there to see if you was leaving with somebody else. You know how I go? And trust me, she fought herself hard. not to do it, but she couldn't. She couldn't help it. It was like,
something in her head said, "Fuck it,
I'm going in." And it be like that sometimes. You in love, you can't fight it off. It keep nagging at you. Something inside you tells you to go for it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You listen to it. You listen to it. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, even if you're not the type of person that plays somebody close, you might play them close that day, or you might play them close this time because something inside of you is saying, I gotta fucking have her. I gotta have him. I gotta have her. I gotta have him. I gotta have her. I gotta have him or her. Yo, it does occur that I'm coming up on this motherfucker. It's clear, not a blood, that's worse. And I'm gonna have to get in a space, and I'm about to take up me some space. That's my truth. And I'm speaking my truth just for a second. Yo, I take a second to record it. Yo, you got to respect it. I am the one that you need to be with, and I ain't trying to hear that stupid shit. I'll buy you some 40, some liquor, some vodka, and a big split. I'll do anything for you right now. It's young love. It's young love. The good Lord said, don't front on love. The good Lord said, don't front on love. You keep it 100. That's what the good Lord said. I would die for you. Nah. On some serious shit. In the name of love, you may do some embarrassing shit. Many dudes have done the Popeye thing when he thought that his shorty was fucking around with a Bluto.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you know what I'm saying? Many dudes have done some Popeye shit when they thought that his shorty was fucking with a Bluto. Many a 5'5" skinny nigga has stepped to a 6'3" big nigga like, pussy what? No, I'm saying though, I don't care if he's big, man, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. But that's my jump. And you all up in. Yeah, he willing to get knocked out. But he might be a Floyd Mayweather type nigga. Catch you right here on the bridge of your nose, son. You know what I mean? Put you to sleep. He ate the Popeye spinach, baby. He ate the spinach and waxed the shit out of Bluto. All right. Can't fuck with me, Bluto. My skin is my sin. What's going on, my brother? Wait. Grand Gay Fan says, the good Lord also said, don't have sex before marriage. No, the good Lord ain't say that shit. Some silly ass man ghostwriting for the Lord said that bullshit. No offense. But God got a lot of ghostwriters. And they were very limited with material back in the day. That's why you got some new ghostwriters. But these ghostwriters got to stop taking credit. The Lord ain't say that. And the Lord ain't write that either. Those was ghostwriters for the Lord. Those was ghostwriters for the Lord. It'd be like that sometimes. But yeah, like I said, many a nigga have done some Popeye shit when they thought they shorty was fucking them with a Bluto.
Y'all know how it is. Y'all know how it be.
Good looking out on the Instagram side. Kind of busy over there on the Instagram side. The numbers ain't high, but they popping in and out. I give it to them. Extinctly. Hey, that's cool. Extinctly says, left my ass out. Dude gets, dude GTS? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
He might be dissing me. I don't even know. Don't matter. Tits or ass. Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, never give up on love. And the reason I said never give up on love is because a lot of people do. A lot of people do give up on love. They get discouraged. Love is one of those things, or should I say the pursuit of love is one of those things that can be very discouraging. It can be very, very discouraging. You know, it can be one of those things where, you know, your pride and ego gets in the way. And normally I would say that love has no place for pride and ego, but it does have a place. It does have a place. Your pride and your ego may get you to places that are safe. It can stop you from being a follower of people who are leading you into destruction. Surely, Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Without a doubt, my man Ansel Jones says, single with options. Exactly. Exactly. Single with options. That's how it is a lot of times when good-looking man meets good-looking woman. Everybody ain't starting from zero. Some people starting from like, you know what I'm saying? 5.5, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? 3 and a possible. Some shit. Some people ain't starting from zero, son. Yeah. It's the crazy twat. I'm peeping it, though. Like, all right. It's about time. I'm like, what did I do to deserve them? I'm loving it. You know what I mean? You know why I'm loving it? Because sometimes over on Instagram, I get a little bit lonely. But yeah, but it ain't always a slam dunk where even if two people are single as fuck, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have what it takes in order to make that love connection really, really come together and gel. Coagulate. Doesn't mean that. You know, you still have to like each other. And liking each other is not as easy as people may think. You may like the way somebody looks. You may be physically attracted to them, but you may not really like the way that they act. You may not like their voice. You may not like their ideas, the way that they feel, the way that they express themselves. Things like this can really, really confuse the fact that your eyes are popping out your head because you got big, juicy titties and a fat old ass. You know? So you trying to fixate yourself on the fact that, listen, shorty got some big, juicy titties and a fat old ass. But I don't really like the joint. From a dude's standpoint, he's going, I'm hanging in there at least until I hit. I got to hit. As a matter of fact, once I give it a good D, she'll start acting right. She'll start talking right. She'll stop talking like Michelle A. And she'll stop acting like Michelle A. Okay, Stinkley says, bless your soul. I'm going to leave now. Stay safe. Will do. And I appreciate you coming on through. You know, you the real MVP. I ain't even just saying that shit. I fell. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the daily go get a business show. All right. So let me see here. let me see. What y'all talking about over here? Ansel Jones says, how long would you fight for someone's attention? At some point, it turns stressful. Well, that sounds like it's stressful from day one, from minute one. But there are many ways to fight for somebody's affection. Sometimes we're fighting for it and we don't even really realize that we're in the competition. We may be in denial because we don't like the word fight. But the word try, good looking kid 705, the word try is the same as the word fight in a love situation. When you are vying for someone's affection, when you are trying to be noticed, when you are trying to remain a staple in somebody's heart, you're fighting for them. It's not always a competition between you and somebody else in order to get someone. Sometimes you may be fighting against their better judgment that may not include you. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, but it may be embarrassing to you because you may have been the type of person that's never had any trouble getting the people that you wanted to give you that good look. You may be the type of person that's used to being pursued. Here's the thing about being pursued, though. For all of the people out there that are used to being pursued, do you usually get pursued by the people you want to get pursued by? Or do you just get pursued and you pick from the best pursuer? Because, you know, some people be acting like they've always gotten the people that they wanted to get with. And optically, I be seeing who they with, and I be like, I wonder if that's who you really wanted. Or was that the person that shined through everybody else? Because there is no such thing as I can have anybody I want. That's just something we say when we're feeling arrogant. I can have any John I want. I can have any woman I want. No, you can't. And you know you can't. You couldn't even get with Rhonda from the sixth grade. Rhonda was straight flagging your ass. Fuck out of here. Come on, Darren. Get the fuck out of here, Darren. Beat it. To the point where you said you had to stop trying. You had to reserve yourself to just being a friend of Rhonda. Was calling Rhonda on the phone like, I didn't go to school today. Do you have the notes from class? Rhonda ain't your friend like that to be giving you the notes from class. You know you just wanted to talk to her. Oh, Rhonda. You was pursuing Rhonda in the sixth grade like the boy from the Wonder Years. Like the boy from the Wonder Years was pursuing Winnie. Remember Winnie? Did y'all ever watch the Wonder Years? It was a good show. It was a good show. He wanted to be with Winnie. Winnie. He wanted to win Winnie. 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 I can't even remember his name on the show, but I remember Winnie. I remember he wanted Winnie. Because Jatois says both. It can go either way. Okay. All right. So you're saying that the people that you wanted have pursued you? But did they pursue you organically, or did you give them a little nudge and then put the bug in their ear like, yo, I'm feeling you. So, you know, do the right thing and come through. You know what I mean? Start hollering at me. Did you have to nudge the holler? Oh, you said like Urkel. Okay, yeah, on Family Matters, like Urkel. But then you had, what was his name, Stefan? I don't know. Yeah. Family Matters. Like the Wonder Years was kind of a little bit more real. Just a little bit more real. I wanted to be with Laura. Laura was a live little young joint. I give it to her, though. She was a live little young joint. Narcille says, hold on, Shirley said three and impossible, no doubt. And Narcille says, there are a lot of people that are zombified from a love TKO. Scared as shit to try again. Like, trying again is like hot. Oh, shit. Fire and brimstone. Fire. Sucre says no nudging. Okay. All right. Well, hey. Hey, I wouldn't know nothing about it. I wouldn't know nothing about it. I've been pursued by many joints, but they wasn't normally the ones I wanted. Like, it was like, you know, I mean, it was nice. But it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. So, Emily says, I play spades a lot. I know. Emily says, I love the Wonder Years. It was a dope show. It really was. It was a good show. I'm thinking Corey. No, that wasn't his name. That definitely wasn't his name. He said Corky. And so it says, vitamin D don't work forever by itself. And that's the only, if that's the only difference between two people. I've seen plenty of women put guys on blast when it wore off. Or if it wore off, that wasn't a good D. That wasn't a good D. I mean, a lot of cats be thinking they throwing a good D, but you'll see the effects of good D. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might have good D enough to receive some good deeds, but when you throwing the D like when you listen. Niggas who piping right know they piping right. It ain't no fucking deny. You know what I mean? Listen. When a chick will walk to your crib from West Oak Lane, North Philly, and the buses is running in the wintertime. Like, she could have just jumped on the bus. She said, nah, I'm going to walk to the crib. Like, why are you walking to the crib? Because, you know, I'm walking to the crib. I'm walking from Mount Airy to North Philly to see this nigga. That's when you know you swinging the D right. Because she could have just jumped on the 18, you know, and you know, the sub. She said, nah. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk down Limekiln Pike. And then I'm walking Limekiln Pike. And then I'm going to hit Belfield. And then I'm going to take Belfield around until I get to Windrum Avenue. And I'm going to walk through Nicetown. And I'm going to walk up to Lehigh. He lives at 16th and Lehigh. Sure, you could have got there different, but hey, it is what it is. All smiles. My girl, all smiles. How you feeling, man? Good to see me some you. Haven't seen you in a while. I'm glad you came on through. But yeah, like I said, a lot of cats out here think they throwing the D right, but they not really. You listen, you know, like, I mean, from a man's standpoint, it's just like the P. There are levels to the P. There's good P, and then there's superior P, and then it's like, this wifey P. That this ain't, I call you back, I'm on the other line, P. This is, I was already on the phone to set up the P, and I called you on the other line or from my other phone to block your line from anybody else being able to call in for the P. I'm blocking P. So the same way as it is with women CD, There's D, like, yo, he all right. Yo, it's all right. And then there's like, yo, this ain't regular. This is like, this is at least plus or premium P. I mean, D. And then there's, yes, I will gladly walk from Chestnut Hill to West Philly to get this D. And when I get there, it better not be nobody else there because my feet gonna be tired and shit, but my hands will still be strong and I will scratch a bitch to death. So there's levels of the D. So, you know, it's like, I seen dudes get cussed out and called every name in the book except for Bad D. Like, you old bum-ass nigga, you ain't no fucking good. You know what I mean? Trash-ass motherfucking. You ain't got shit. You ain't never had shit. You ain't got a window. You ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out of. You ain't had nothing before I came along. She dissed this motherfucker, you know, tried to reduce him to his lowest common denominator. She talked bad about him, about everything except for the D. Because she knew she couldn't say nothing about that shit. Because through all of that shit she was talking, dude felt bad. Like, yo, I can't believe she dissed me like this. But he like, but I bet you I'll fix it. She know what it is. She know what it is. So it's levels. It's levels. Remember that time when you walked from Chestnut Hill? And I'm talking about all the way up. I'm talking about all the way up. You walked all the way. Well, what's that girls' college? Chestnut Hill. You walked from Chestnut Hill College all the way to West Philly to get the D. You could have just jumped on the 23 and then to the sub. You could have jumped on the regional rail line and took the Chestnut Hill East train, you know, downtown and jumped on the L. You could have done that. You ain't do that shit. You know why? You know why? I made you walk for the D. Like Puffy made them rappers walk to get the cheesecake from Junior's. You know what it is. You know what it is. But all right, but I'm saying all of that to say this. We're talking about never give up on love, but it's embarrassing. Walking all the way from Montgomery County to West Philly to get some dick may be embarrassing if you don't get the dick. But the fact that you walked 17 miles, but it did result. Super Station Twa says that's an episode of Smack D. Could be. Very well could be. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Oh, Kevin was his name from the Wonder Years. Okay. Damn, that's what's up, Robbie. Rob, you used to watch it. You used to watch the Wonder Years too? That's what's up. By the way, while we doing all of this, Birthday Girl is in the house right now. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. It's a birthday today. Hey, hey, it's a birthday today. Hey, hey, it's a birthday. It's a birthday. It's a birthday. You'll give her flowers while she here, baby. Give her flowers while she here without a diggy doubt. She deserves all that. All that, all that, all that, all that, all that. T. Carry, right morning, noon, and night. What's going on? And T. Carry, right, says, ain't no D good enough for me to walk to some dude's house in any season, laughing my ass off at Lime Kiln Pipe. It might not be you. It might not be you. But you ain't going to tell me that ain't no chick ever walked from Forest Ave down the Lime Kiln Pike all the way down to Belfield Avenue. They might have switched over, made a left. and got on Ogden's Avenue once they got to West Oak Lane and then hit Belfield that way. They might have. The bottom line is they didn't jump on a 6 trolley. Sorry, I'm showing my age. Ain't no 6 trolley. They didn't jump on a 6 bus. That's what they didn't do. Sure, they could have took the 6 bus and got off at Broad and Alley and jumped and hopped on the sub and didn't took the sub to the L or to the 36 trolley. They could have done that. But the D goes on the walk. Going to get the D. What you talking about? Queen Esther. How you feeling, Queen Esther? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Never give up on love, but it's embarrassing, though. It's a little embarrassing. Let me see. Yeah, you're right. He says, hold on. Wait. Ansel Jones says, I don't know about walking around Philly these days. I see the shooting out earlier, but I'm coming over. Yes, the violence rate in Philly is high. And? I mean, shoot, they can't kill everybody. I mean, you know, they don't tell you. A lot of people are caught up in the game. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy twice. Said the D better have a car to drive them back home. Uber. You ain't got to walk home. Who will walk home and ain't no D there? Hold on. All smiles. He says, I lived in Mount Airy, never walked. Now, I have taken the L bus and the sub and another, but late at night, never ever walked. Okay, so let me get this straight. She says, I have taken the L bus and the sub and another bus and late at night, but never ever walked for it back in my day. But you did live in Mount Airy, right? Let's just make sure we get this. So, so you did? Okay, wait. So you did. In order to get to the L, you had to leave your house, which means you had to walk to the L. And when you got off the L, you had to get on the sub, which means you had to walk to the sub. And when you got off the sub, you had to go to the L, so you walked to the L. And when you took another bus, after you got off the L, you had to walk to the bus. And then after you got off the bus, maybe he met you at the bus, but it was late at night. So really, you know, the gentlemanly thing would have been to meet you there, but he might not have. You know what I'm saying? You made it to the door. Did he leave the key under the mat or leave the door unlocked? Or did you have to? Because it was back in the day. It wasn't no cell phones. You ain't going home. It's a late night, Joe. You ain't going back home. You got to get in. There's no... Listen. This gotta happen. Since I said we don't worry about shootings, we don't. We know who gets shot in this city and who don't. It's not. I mean, I can't keep calm. I have a black son, but he might have been the one shooting. All smiles says, "LOL." No, I walked right in. They already knew. Yeah, okay. All right. But you ain't gonna tell me you went all the way to. You ain't gonna tell me you went all the way. You. I'm not sure if you went from Mount Airy to North Philly, or if you went to West Philly, or maybe even South Philly or Southwest. Not really sure. But I know that you came all the way from Mount Airy. Yeah. Now, back in the day, people would have thought that everybody else went to Mount Airy. Like, you lived in Mount Airy, you wasn't supposed to have to travel. People traveled to you. But as you can see, when the D warrants a little T for travel. Okay. All right. Aqua activated. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me some you. Word up. Word up. Okay. Stacey White says the shade is really on here tonight. Okay. Stacey White says, I would never take somebody's hair or get somebody else's attention. What y'all talking about in there? Hold on. I'm lost as fuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Carol Chamberlain says, kick that damn door down. Better open it. Word. Word. And so it says, what kind of dressing was on that chicken Caesar? Listen. When the chicken Caesar salad is really right, you might get away with just a little adobo. All right, listen, you may do some embarrassing things in the commission of trying to pursue love or trying to stay in love. When you see a couple that's been together for years and years and years, more than likely they've been through so much shit. It's easy to get together, but it ain't always that easy to stay together. So people who stay together, they have probably had to swallow their pride a few hundred times. They have probably had to bite their tongue a few thousand times. You know what I mean? You ever have to hold yourself back from telling somebody, shut the fuck up? No, just shut the fuck. Shut the front door. It is so drafty in here.
Drafty as fuck. Fucking dumbass.
I mean, I need a sweater. It's not easy. People be seeing older couples. That's how I want to be. And you know, we grow old together and all of that shit. Say, grandma be like, yo, I used to have to go down Richard Allen and get your fucking grandfather out of there all the time. He was fucking around with Bertha. Buxom Bertha from down the projects with a ratchet ass. They didn't say ratchet back then. With her little ghetto ass. Your granddaddy used to like them old nasty women and the projects. Now Richard Allen. Cambridge Mall. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no business being down in the projects, but I had to go get them. But I got them. And he wouldn't stop fucking with her. He kept lying about it, though. It ain't always, you know, that love affair, just because it worked, it pans out in the end, don't always mean that it was easy, you know, easy sailing the whole way. So many times we just think about the results. We just think about the results. Because that's all we see. We see the results of love. And we make an assessment about whether we would want to be like that or not. And people been together for a long time. Sometimes people that broke up, got back together, you know, two or three times. I know people who have gotten married to the same person more than once. That type shit, you know, then had babies by other people. Both people in the couple. You know what I'm saying? She had an outside child. He had outside children, all kinds of crazy shit. They got back together. I came from a situation like that. My grandmother and my grandfather was trife. Just keeping it a buck. I'm talking about on my dad's side. They was a little trife. Had children together, had children apart. Brought the children from apart together. Like, all in together now. My grandmother died young, in her 40s. Bottom line is, they loved each other and they worked it out. Literally till death did them part. But there was a whole lot of shit that they had to go through that I'm sure had an effect on their, what I want to say, not their pride, not their ego, had an effect on their dignity. Dignity. Sometimes in the pursuit of love, your dignity is on trial. You know, you may not act so dignified all the time while you trying to make a connection. You may not be all that dignified all the time. Ansel Jones says, Big Butt Bertha could fry some chicken. Maybe. Speaking of chicken, I was fucking around with my mom yesterday, right? She fried some chicken. I was like, Joe, fried chicken, this is what's up. I ain't had no fried chicken since I was little. She bust out laughing. She was like, wouldn't you just say anything out your mouth? I was like, that's it. I ain't had no fried chicken since I was little. Nah, Big Butt Bertha, you know what I'm saying? It's Big Butt Tanya. But anyway, you know what I mean? We're going to leave Big Butt Tanya out of it. And so Jones says, Bertha versus Brenda on the phone sounded like Brandy and Monica. Sounded more like Shirley and what was it? What, on the song, Shirley, she said, hello, can I speak to Brenda? Did she say Brenda? This is Shirley. You know, woman to woman. Okay. Barbara. Her name was Barbara. Hello, can I speak to Barbara? Barbara, this is Shirley. Barbara, you don't know me, but me and you have, what do you say? What she say? Me and you have been seeing the same man. I want you to know that I love this man. Everything he eats, I cook for him. I buy, you know, the clothes he wear, I buy him. Barbara, good looking out. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. But yeah. So, notice I didn't put y'all on blast and ask y'all to name what you did that was embarrassing in love. You know what you did. You know what I mean? And all the only person that needs to know is you. You were there. You know what you did. You know what happened. You know how it affected you. You knew whether you could move on or whether that was going to stay with you for a good while. When it really all comes down to it, you did it in the name of love. Like I said, if you had done it chasing money, the conversation would probably be a little different, but you did it in the name of love. And sometimes it worked out. A lot of times it didn't work out, but you learn, you grow, you move on, you try something new. Hopefully another opportunity to love and be loved again presents itself. And it normally does. It normally does. Some people get discouraged. You know, shout out to all the love haters out there. Like, I would never do. I ain't doing. I wouldn't. I ain't doing. yo, I ain't doing, yo, you stupid for doing, you must be crazy. I ain't, no, not me. No, I, maybe when I was, not now, baby. Yo, I could do bad by myself. Yo, but, nigga, please, you want me to do what? You came from, I, not from where I'm from. Yo, yeah, I let you, well, get her to do it then. Get him to do it. Well, if your ex is so great, well, go back to them. I'm not, I ain't playing myself, no, no. Yo, not me. Hell no. Holla back, 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 back. You know how it go? And that's why a lot of times when you have been embarrassed in love, you keep it to yourself. Because you know if you tell some people about it, they're going to try to clown you like they ain't never done no stupid shit in the name of love themselves. And we all have. Every last one of them. We all have. And some of us will again. Later on the night, it's a little bit after 8. But it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Yes, it will. Ladies, I'm keeping a buck with y'all. I hope y'all get some walk from Mount Airy to West Philly, Dick.
I hope it happens for you.
And even if that's not the reason, okay, I hope you get some walk from Chestnut Hill to South Philly love. There you go. That's why I said, I don't want to know. I want to unknow it. Word.
Queen Monica. Queen Monica, what's going on, man?
It's good to see me, some, you. S-T-R-U-E. For real. See? I'm glad that you're down with me. That's word. We're about to get on up out of here, y'all. Throwback Thursday is in full and total absolute effect. You know what I mean? I hope y'all shared the show. I hope y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I really hope that some of y'all trolls over on the Instagram side are finally representing. I made a couple of quick videos on the Instagram side. For all my people who follow me on Instagram, go over to Instagram and check out my little video. I didn't know you could still do the little 15-second videos. Remember, on Instagram, they used to only let you shoot 15 minutes of video. Then they went to like a minute. And now you can like do it unlimited like now. But when it used to be the little 15-second joints, I used to hit them shits up on a daily basis. I think I'm going to start hitting that. So for all y'all who follow my Instagram, go check out my little Instagram short. I made a couple of them today. So go check that out. Go check that out. Love is love, baby. Love is love, baby. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, like I was saying. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn, 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 do the damn thing. She has been following the Daily Go-Get-Emism since its inception. Always was down. Always came to every single event and always represented. You know what I mean? Appreciate you mucho. And I mean like this much. So you do the damn thing. I want you to have like about 60 more of these little birthday things. You know what I'm saying? Then you can do whatever you want to after that. And also, Latanya Pruitt, happy birthday to you. And also, Sharnice Frazier, turning 31 years old today. And Tracy Williams, turning 49 years old today. And Tasha McKinney, turning 45 years. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah, what's up now? And she's raising money for a fundraiser for Alzheimer's disease. Serious condition. And also, Aimé Maeda Perez turning 40 years old today. 40 años. Happy birthday to you. Bow, bow, bow. And also, Philly Peace turning 44 years. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, happy birthday to you. And Teresa Brown, Brown. Happy birthday to you, turning 57 years old today. And Carla Henry, turning 57 years old today. And Ty Star Horton, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Lissa Rose. Go get Lissa Rose straight from the Shy. Do a shit down south. And she's raising money for the fundraiser for Mary Kay Foundation. You raising money for cosmetics? Okay, cool. And also Jamie Pope, happy birthday to you. And my man Reggie Reg, happy birthday to you. And Fela Watusi turning 59 years old today. And my girl that used to live next door to me when we was kids, Nigerian family, Hope Coffin. Her maiden name was Hope Enyama. Happy birthday to you. You'll always be Hope Enyama to me, but I see you. And also Alan M. Swan, turning 57 years old today. And last but certainly not least, my girl, Shakira Kai. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with this glorious, glorious, glorious. June 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, check it out. Peep Gizane. Hey, yo, love can be embarrassing, but you shouldn't give up. And the reason that you should never give up on love, because the alternative is disgusting. You know, never submit to unhappiness and to loneliness. Never submit to lack of companionship. You ain't got to do that. All for what? To save your pride? To keep your ego from getting scarred? Nah, son. Nah. Try and try again. You make one mistake, you learn from that mistake, you fix it, you repair it, you do the best you can. You learn from it. You dust yourself, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. Why not? And don't be afraid, you know, embarrassment. Yeah, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe they did this to me. I can't believe. If it works out in the end, then it all works out, period. But don't let fear of embarrassment keep you from being successful. You know how many people have been stymied in this pursuit of success because they were scared that people was going to laugh at them on some carry shit? Comedians get laughed at all the time. That's how they get money. Learn to laugh at yourself. It's one of the greatest lessons you can ever learn. Learn to laugh at yourself, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. And love y'all right back to life. Love is love, baby. We will be back here tomorrow night. You know what I mean? Tomorrow night to keep things ready and right and all tight. So make sure y'all come through back here at 7 o'clock. It's all good. Love is love, baby. So on the Blog Talk side, let me get you on up out of here. We go bye-bye. You go bye-bye, Blog Talk. You go bye-bye. You go bye-bye. Yes, you go bye-bye. We go bye-bye.